speaking in the halachic system, so who has a parallel obligation to Nashim? You say Gzeira Shava, La La Kenashim. So Avadim, right? Avadim Knanim. So, you know, if you're dealing with a male, right, and he's a bris mila and tavlu l'shem abdo, so they're in this very complex intermediate phase where there's a chiyuv mitzvos kenashim, and yet perhaps not a full expression of kedushas Yisrael. It's a very nuanced status where you could talk about a chiyuv mitzvos without kedushas Yisrael. Then, of course, the process of shichrur is a de facto geirus, and really the only difference between a geir and an eved mishuchrar are the terms under which they underwent giur. Here, Justin, come around to this side so that you can, you know, see along with me. So here what's very, very fascinating is that, you know, we can break the connection between the chiyuv and mitzvos of an eved kanani, and or a shivcha kananis for that matter, and an isha. If you just read the Rambam carefully, this is discussed in the Lecha Mishnah, and the he quotes in the Beis Yosef, Kriya Samigila Bizmana Mitzvah Sasami Devrei Sofrim, Vadvarim Yiduim Sheita Kana Sanavim, as we discussed, Vakol Chayavim Bekriyasa Anashim Vinashim. Yesterday we discussed the fact that the Rambam, unlike many Rishonim, the Rambam Paskins like the Bavli, perhaps against the Rishalmi Tosefta, that women have the same obligation as Kriya, as men do, and therefore to be able to read for men. Vigerim, okay, so Kagerika Ezrach, that's no surprise. V'avadim mishuchrarim. So an eved mishuchrar is a de facto ger. What's really fascinating about this is that who apparently is not obliged? A regular eved who normally has the same obligation as women. So that's a little surprising. How would you approach that? Don't we always say, you know, gzera shava, la la ki isha, so why wouldn't an eved have an obligation in Kriyas HaMegillah?
The only reason women are high is Ketafim, how you
book. Okay, so that's a really important point. So Yehuda, do you want to just sharpen that a little bit? You could have argued, right, that, okay, well, once women are obligated because of Afen Hayubosones, then automatically that extends to an Eved Knani as well. So how would you just sharpen that a little bit? I think you're saying the right thing, but just help explain it.
If not for that factor, a woman wouldn't be chayav. It's a mitzvah aseishas man grama.
Okay, so, but why don't we say ex post facto, so we'll extend it to avadim as well?
They weren't in the nes.
Okay, I mean, but an eved mishuchar may not have been either. Gerim may not have been. So what I would suggest is maybe it relates back to the issue that we were trying to point out before, is that the Eved Kanani is in this very subtle and ambiguous situation where there is a chiyuv mitzvos, but perhaps not a full expression of Kedushas Yisrael. Like, for example, in the morning, this based on Gemara Menachos and Daf Mem Gimel, you know, we have this series of brachos. We say, Shelo Asani Goy, or Shelo Asani Nachri, Shelo Asani Aved, Shelo Asani Isha, right? Obviously, an Isha is full Kedushas Yisrael. Obviously, a Goy has no Kedushas Yisrael. An Eved, right, is in this ambiguous middle situation. So when we talk about Afhin Hayu Be'oso Hanes, what I think what we're reflecting on is being a full member of the Jewish people. Sometimes the formulation is Afhin Hayu Be'oso Safek. And therefore, it's quite a natural extension of that principle of Afhin Hayu Be'oso Hanes to say, well, yeah, what we're really talking about is the entirety of the Jewish people were included in this major historical event. So for Gerim and for an Eved Meshuchra, who is a de facto Ger, that's intrinsic to the process of Geirus. Ameich ami velokayech alokai. So the idea of all of Jewish history becomes your own history, right? The Gemara in Yevamos, when it discusses the process of Giur, the first thing we talk about with the Ger, before we even talk about any of the mitzvos, the first thing that we talk about with the Ger is the history of the Jewish people. And the way the Rav explained it is the Ger has to accept the history of the Jewish people. So they were the Oso Hanes, maybe not in a, you know, just as much as we were. Right, we weren't in Shushan at that historical time period, but Jewish history is our history. But when it comes to the Eved Kanani, he hasn't achieved that status yet, or the Shivcha Kananis. So yes, there's a Chi of Mitzvos Kenashim, but Afin Hayu Ba'oso Hanes, I think, relates to one's standing as a full-fledged member of the Jewish people, and that's precisely what the Eved Kanani, or the Shivcha Kananis, does not have. I think that's the way to learn that halacha. And I think what would then emerge in that is the very next line, mechanchen asaktanim lekrosa, the special din of chinuch for the ktanim here. And it's not just a chiyuv which is incumbent on the parent, but as we've suggested over the last 2 days, is that we want all of the ktanim, as much as possible, as much as they're capable and have the capacity to be involved, and again for that very same reason. They may not have a chi of mitzvos, but what they certainly do have is a full expression of Kiddushas Yisrael, membership in the Jewish people, and this very much impacted them. Larug La'abed, you know, Haman's aspirations, Taf and Nashim B'yom Echad, you know, the total scope of his ambition. And so in response to that, Mechanchen Esaktan and Lekrosa, I think, is a very natural outcome that we would expect. Okay, so just again to summarize, this is one of these areas where we can break the connection between the Chi of Nashim in Mitzvos and the Chi of an Eved Knani or Shivcha Knanis, despite the fact that we have a general rule of La La Kenashim. We suggested on the basis of the idea that Afin Hayu Ba'osoneis really means a membership in the Jewish people. And that's precisely where the Eved Knani and the Shivcha Knanis have an ambiguous state. Yes, Malu Vitavlu L'Shem Avdus, they're in that intermediate phase, but they're not going to have an obligation, any obligation whatsoever here. And then ironically, Ketanim, who of course don't have a Chi of Mitzvos, right? Ketanim, I'm suggesting, are the parallel opposite of the Avadim, right? Avadim have a Chi of Mitzvos, but not the Kedush Yisrael. Ketanim have the Kedush Yisrael, but no formal Chi of Mitzvos. This is Dafka an area where Mechanchen Esaktanim Lekrosa, because participation in Kriyas HaMegillah is of that level of significance. It really does reflect one's membership in the Jewish people, because Haman's aspiration was Larg Lagbed Anashim Nashim Betaf B'Yom Echad B'Shosha Asar L'Chodesh Shnei Masar.